This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Perspectives live here with Ashley Burgess in the house on 570 KLIF and on iHeartRadio. Yeah. Anyway, right now we're going to start doing a new segment here coming on. We're going to get some great music, but we're calling this the trifecta.
And my computer froze. Here we go.
Well,
I'll do it manually.
Charge! Yes, we've all went to.
There we go.
Try this again. Let's do this again.
Let's try it again.
Let's try it. Well, we're having some technical difficulties, and you know, we can't really just we can't roast Bill right now. Well, we're all cool with Bill. I mean, Bill's good people.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get past that. We don't need any more sound effects. But you know what? Trifecta actually was the word from perfecta. So this is our perfect third segment, meaning that it's also three. So here we go. So actually, we are joining this evening with Elliot Raznick. Elliot is the executive producer of the Beloved Festival that's going on as we speak. Elliot, thanks for joining us here live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Ashley.
Hey, it's wonderful. I can hear the music in the background right now.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's awesome. No, don't be sorry about that. This is great. So explain it's an open-air sacred and music festival. Kind of explain the purpose. Explain the festival itself.
Thanks. Well, you know, I'm sorry. Let me just get into a quieter spot here for a second so I can
While Elliot gets into a quieter spot, let me give you a little background. The whole thing is about reflection. It's all about understanding oneself, getting back to nature, and kind of like, you know, being able to really have intent and look at ecological ethics and really think about the word beloved and think about what that means. It means like sacred and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
Well, thanks so much. So, you know, ultimately, the notion of sacred music is probably redundant. And also, we know that there's something special that happens when art of any kind, and music in particular, is created with the intent to tell the story of unity. So it's my belief that although we walk around thinking that we're all very separate from each other and that we're very separate from the earth, and that we're very separate from our sense of the divine, but that the reality is that that separation is not so solid. And I think one of the times in many of our lives when we felt that most clearly, we felt that unity, is when we were at some extraordinary live music event, and we had we were dancing, and we had a feeling, we had a sense that some of the boundaries faded away, and that we didn't feel so separate from the other people on the dance floor. We didn't feel so separate from the musicians on the stage. And so my sense is that music that's specifically created to evoke that experience can do that even better.
I totally agree with you, Elliot. I believe that there is no separation. I mean, there's a complete unity. There's no separation between individuals, as well as there's no separation within the earth and the individuals as well. Explain kind of what you kind of feel like a lot of people were able to get out of this event.
Thanks so much. You know, I mean, one of the things that I'm hearing and seeing is that people don't feel so alone anymore. I think it's really easy for a lot of us who look around at the way that people are behaving, people are treating each other, people are the way that people are treating the planet. We can feel alone when that's not our sense of the way that we want to walk. And here we've been surrounded by thousands of people who want to live the same way that we do. And there's an overflowing sense of community, an overflowing sense of purpose, and a sense that maybe it's not as scary out there as we think.
Oh, I agree with that. It's when you finally realize that you're not alone. And I think a lot of times when people actually stop and realize, you know, even actually taking and paying some homage, whether it's just walking by a tree or looking at trees or actually respecting the environment that you live in, is so intrinsically important.
Thank you.
So what, so there's families involved here too. So it's not just an adult festival. It's also families and...
That's right. It's been in fact, the festival is very much multi-generational. So there are many, many children running around, and it's just it's extraordinary. Right now, I'm looking out at the central gathering space, and I'm looking at it must be at least 20 little groups of children running around and playing with each other. And I'm also looking out, and I'm seeing a lot of gray hair. And then there's also, you know, sort of a lot of the festival are, young adults in their late 20s, early 30s.
And
so
also,
we really have, so there's many, many people from at least four generations are covered here, which I think is really incredible because we have a lot to teach each other.
That's awesome. And so explain also, are they camping on the land itself, or how does that work?
That's right. And everyone's camping here on the land.
Very cool.
Together. About two-thirds of us have been here since Thursday, and then the rest came in on Friday.
Oh, that's awesome, Elliot. That's so great. And if you have one last thing to leave our prospective listeners with, what would that be?
Oh, thanks. I guess I'd just love to share that that I am observing just an extraordinary peace and happiness among all the people here, and this sort of overflowing sense of joy, and that sense of overflowing joy is possible in a real and grounded way. That I think a lot of us have had experiences this weekend of grief. I've seen a lot of tears. We weren't pretending that we live in a different world than we live in, and we've still and so we've allowed ourselves to grieve and feel sad, and we've also allowed ourselves to just feel this overwhelming joy that we can feel at any time without lying about the reality of this moment on this planet.
Oh, I love that, Elliot. I love that. And I plan on being at the Beloved next year for sure, and always to stay in your joy. Elliot, thank you so much for joining us here on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and I look forward to having you on the show here in the future.
Great. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Hey, have a great rest of your festival, and have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Elliot really shared some really great stuff with us, and I really think one of the biggest things is living in your joy and living and being happy in your joy, because a lot of times we can be joyful, but we might go, oh, I don't know if I want to show that much joy, or I don't know, or letting little things kind of get in the way of our happiness, and we'll talk about that here in more future shows. But right now, I have a funny feeling. It seems like it might be a certain time. I wonder what time that is.
It's Pulse Time, the Perspectives Pulse.
It's Pulse Time, and the cool thing is that we have the tip of the day here with JR.
We might have the tip of the day, but we don't have JR.
Well,
so I'll bet you have the tip of the day.
I have the tip of the day right now. I think JR might want to call in at some point, too, but I think that you have to evaluate your events. And like anything in life, changes need to be made on the fly. And just like this is a very good example of the situation, is that we sometimes have to make these changes.
Yeah.
And we have to also understand what we really need to give our time to. And I think when you look around once in a while, you'll kind of get it. And the concept is that when you're surrounded by people that are really like awesome and giving, you got to give back. You got to give back. And the thing is, it's not about taking. And when you kind of surround yourself with a bunch of takers, you're gonna honestly understand that, whether it's in business, whether it's personally, whatever it is. And a lot of times when you're surrounded by takers, what happens is there's an empty feeling. There's an empty feeling of, I am not only wasting my time, but I am not getting anything back in return. And you're not even really thinking that at the time. You're really just thinking about how lonely you feel. And I think that Elliot really resonated with this whole concept of really feeling not alone, realizing that there is no separation, and understanding the fact that we too have to deal with these things in our life. And sometimes they can be very sad scenarios, but at the same point, they can be very awesome. So to leave a lasting word, let's have J.R. Atkins join us real quick to leave a lasting word here on the tip of the week, J.R.
Hang on just a second.
Okay, we got more technical difficulties here.
I know the gremlins have attacked in full force.
Yeah,
tonight.
This has been one of those trying shows, and I'm sure it's trying for everybody listening tonight.
JR,
but we'll make
there?
It up for you. I swear to goodness.
Okay, there he is.
So, JR, leave us with one little thought process here before we leave. Leave us with a big thought here. We got about a minute.
The big thought is make sure you're around people that understand the principle of give to get. If you're given, you're going to get. If they're given, they're going to get. It's a simple phrase, but it's a good way to live your life.
I like that. So you want to hang out with people, you want to give, they give back, and it's a reciprocal scenario, right?
That's the nature of networking, as well as a pretty good nature of life.
That's so true. And do you use that motto in your daily basis, in your daily work, whether it's work or what?
Well, it's one of the three foundations I talk about in communicating on social media. It works within networking. It works within family relationships. Hey, if you're going to go home tonight, talk to your spouse. If you give a little love, you'll probably get a little love.
That's a smart move. I like that one. And you've been married for a long time, so see, JR can actually give this advice because he's had a great marriage for a long time. So I appreciate that. But that's smart on so many levels. And, you know, and from now on out, too, y'all can always hear anything that JR have, especially whatever events he's going to be attending as well as the events that we're going to be attending on the Perspectives. If you go to liveyourtruelife.org, just go to the radio show and you'll see the Perspectives Pulse. You have one last word, JR, for tonight.
Be the best you can be and look for other perspectives to understand the other person.
Rock on. I love that. Look forward to talking with you, JR, on Sunday night. And thank you so much for everything. And God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so this has been really great. You know, talking to JR, talking with Elliot. We got some great things going on. We're going to be doing some more with that trifecta here in the future. We got lots of great stuff going on. I'm going to try to get a hold of those guys over at Spirit Science. Some of y'all might know what that's about. I'll talk about that at greater length. Anyway, we got a great show next week, too, as well. We got some people calling in from Edinburgh, and they're going to be calling in and talking about plays and films and all that's going on in their world. And we'll talk about that a little before the end of the show. But guess what? Stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF. Keep it on iHeartRadio. And you know what? Because we're going to be back with Sandra. We're going to be back with Ashley discussing perspectives and their purpose. And guess what? Yeah, we'll be back in two shakes.
Skintastic and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass are excited to introduce PicoSure, the most advanced laser for tattoo removal. PicoSure's breakthrough technology safely and effectively removes unwanted tattoos faster in fewer treatments with improved recovery time. You decide whether you want 10 to 12 treatments from gimmicky retail locations to remove that tattoo or 2 to 3 treatments from medically trained and certified technicians at Skintastic. The choice is yours. No matter the color or size of your unwanted tattoo, when you choose Skintastic, it'll be removed faster and cleaner, and it will always be done by the expert staff at Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Skintastic has two locations, Uptown on McKinney Ave or Plano off the Dallas North Tollway. Book your free consultation today at Skintastic.com. SKINTASTIC.com. Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Unthink your ink.